This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado reported 1,162 COVID patients in hospitals as of yesterday, roughly the same as a month ago when Omicron was surging. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley, he says trends are improving, but
lots of disease transmissions still occurring in our community. Lots of reasons to continue to be cautious, wear masks, get vaccinated, certainly, and take all of the preventive strategies that you've been using throughout the pandemic seriously.
As COVID cases decline here, Colorado Olympians are under strict protocols at the Winter Games in Beijing. Joanne Reed is a biathlete.
When we got on the plane, there were already people in full hazmat suits. It is a little bit like being on the moon, kind of, because the suits have this way of just masking everyone's face, gender, identity, almost humanity. You know, they're just white blobs moving around the village, which is really a strange feeling.
Opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games are today. A bill to outlaw hunting mountain lions and bobcats has failed in the legislature. If it faced strong opposition from hunters and anglers, Leek Weedle with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation says the animals are flourishing and that lawmakers should not set hunting limits.
We believe that wildlife decisions belong to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, our expert wildlife agency.
Fees from hunting and fishing, park passes, and other permits fund more than half of the agency's budget. Single digits for the mountains tonight. This is CPR News.